you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about deleting tasks. I want you to think about how many times you just add on more things. I'm going to go to this place. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to add this to my morning routine. I'm going to learn this thing. I'm going to do this thing in my business. I'm going to do this thing over here. I'm going to do that thing. Like, how many times do we just add? And then what often happens is we start to get very overwhelmed because now we have all of these things that we're doing, all of these places to be, all of these things to do, all of these things to get done. And then things start to get behind. So then maybe we start to feel bad about ourselves because we're not getting these things done, or we're not measuring up to these standards that we've set that just maybe aren't realistic, but also may not even be the thing that you actually want. Sometimes we can just find ourselves being really busy without actually having like the purpose. Like, why am I doing these things? And does that require me to do all of these things or be really busy or like have all of this stuff going on? And so when we can actually stop to look at, okay, what are all the things that I'm doing in my life, or even just this week, or even today, and what are some things that I want to delete just to have space? And I want you to see what happens when you have space. Like, if you were to just sit still for like 5 minutes and you weren't doing anything, you weren't checking anything, you weren't looking at anything, how does that feel? Like, does it feel really uncomfortable? Because if it feels really uncomfortable, then it makes sense why your brain would want to keep you busy. Because if you keep yourself busy, then you don't have the space. And then if in that space it feels really uncomfortable, it makes sense why your brain wouldn't want you to have it. Because it's like, oh, when we get over here, it's uncomfortable. So your brain's like, I've came up with a solution. Let's just not get over here. And the way that we not get over here is why we do all of these things over and over and over, and we just stay really busy so that there's no space. But what that does is it doesn't allow you time to actually rest, because it's just moving from thing to thing to thing to doing the next thing to doing the next thing. So the first thing you can actually do is just check in with yourself. Like, if you have space, how does it feel? If it feels uncomfortable, nothing has gone wrong. This is actually really common. And in fact, this is exactly what was happening to me. I would sit down, I would have space, I would have time to do nothing. And my brain would just go crazy. And so it would do this thing where it's like, let's just stay busy so we can avoid the rest. We can avoid the space. So if you have the space and it feels uncomfortable, totally normal, makes perfect sense. And then you can actually look at, okay, how can I kind of build up this tolerance to this space? So can I just start with 5 minutes? I'm not checking anything. I'm not doing something. I'm not trying to get all of these things done. I'm just here. I'm just being. And I have these 5 minutes. And might feel uncomfortable, but just keep doing it so that it becomes normal. And what's going to happen is you're going to start to see what your brain tells you in that space. Maybe it starts to tell you you should be doing things. Maybe it tells you you're lazy. Maybe it tells you that you need to do this and you need to do that. You shouldn't just be sitting here. You need to get all these things done. And this is happening. That's happening. Like, just take note of what your brain is telling you in that moment, because that's going to give you a lot of information to see, like, why does my brain keep me busy? And then you can actually start to feel more comfortable in this space. So try this out. One, create some space. Just give yourself like 5 minutes, see what happens, see what comes up, notice how it feels, and also start to see, like, what are some things that I want to delete that I no longer want to do, that I no longer want to expect myself to do, to tell myself I want to do. I no longer want to move this thing from day to day to day on the calendar. Like, what are some things that you can just get rid of so that you can create more space? And if this is something you would like help with, like deleting some things that you no longer want to be doing, or actually like getting more comfortable in the space, finding more time to rest, noticing how that impacts the results that you're creating and how it impacts it very positively, then go to successbykayla.com to sign up for your free consult call. Because on that call, we're going to talk about where are you now and where do you want to go and what's in the way. If you could imagine this future version of yourself, what results does that person have? And then we want to figure out, like, how do we start creating those results? What's keeping you from having those results? How do you get there? And so on that call, we're going to talk about, like, what are the steps in between? And then we're going to see if my 12-week coaching program is a great fit for you. So go to successbykayla.com to sign up for that call.